Thank you for joining us today on the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. The Gospel Show is a branch of Rescue and Revive Ministries, a mobile gospel ministry that seeks to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, and reach all. To find out more, visit us at rescueandrevive.org. Again, that's rescueandrevive.org. God bless you and enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. I'm Pastor Domenico Venisi, and I'm here in our Rescue and Revive headquarters with Jesse Tanner of the FCA, which stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Jesse, thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. I want to ask you this because we discussed this at lunch last week. Your official title, because I know you have a transition. Is it Western New York Director?
That sounds great.
Is that what you're transitioning to, or is that what you currently are?
Yes. So that is what I'm transitioning into, is the Western New York Director.
So Jesse Tanner, Western New York, and right now we have someone calling in Facebook Live. Horrible timing when we just started Facebook Live, but I want to thank you for tuning in. Jesse's with us. Jesse, I was telling you that I believe last week when we were supposed to do this interview, it was kind of divine timing because we were acquaintances. I didn't know you that well, but we got to spend a good couple hours together last week. I found out a lot more about you, about your ministry, about your family, so on and so forth. So let's start there. One of the intriguing things I found out was that you actually pastored a church for 3.5 years in Wellsville.
Correct.
You now have a parachurch ministry. And for those of you who don't know the definition of a parachurch, it means an extension of the church. So it's not a brick and mortar, so to speak. It's like Rescue and Revive Ministries, which is also a parachurch ministry. You said it's different. You said it's a lot different than having the physical church. Talk about some of those differences from pastoring a church in Wellsville for 3.5 years. You said you were children's minister at Bethel as well.
That's correct.
Talk about some of those differences, if you would.
Yeah, great question. So the why stays the same. We're still there to lead others into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We're still there to walk with others and disciple.
Right.
But the vehicle is a little different. And in parachurch, our desire isn't to create a church, but to connect the body to the church.
Well, let me interject right there. What you just said, connect the body to the church. Because there's a misconception, even within Christendom, about the church, right?
When
people think we're going to church, probably improperly stated, because the church, by definition, is ecclesia, the called out one. So the church is actually the people,
we are,
right?
Correct.
So let me caveat or kind of pivot on that question with that in mind, because you gave a good segue. Talk about that. You said you're inviting people to church, but let's talk about shepherding or pastoring.
Right.
Because you said something to me last week that was interesting along those lines. You said, well, I'm still kind of pastoring. I'm doing it in a different way. Talk about that, because there's the brick and mortar church. Yeah. There's the parachurch, but ultimately the church is the called out ones of people. So how can you still shepherd people within this Fellowship of Christian Athletes parachurch ministry?
Absolutely. So our heart is to walk with you in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. So when I did that as a pastor in a church, whether it was meeting a parishioner at the coffee shop, which was my favorite thing to do, or
like coffee shops too.
Showing up to sit with the family through a serious illness within the family, that doesn't change. I'm still looking to do that with donors that help us make the ministry happen.
Yes.
I'm looking to do that with athletes, with coaches, and build those same sort of relationships where I get the chance to walk with them in their relationship and growth with the Lord.
And that's what shepherding is, right?
Correct.
Pastor meaning shepherd, taking care of sheep, God's people being God's sheep. Biggest challenge so far in this transition, because how long have you been with FCA Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
So I've been with FCA Fellowship of Christian Athletes for just under 3 years. It'll be 3 years the end of the summer. The hardest thing is just building something that's new.
Right.
New and
pioneering something.
Even like in our first conversations, you're like, well, what do you do? Because I'm there watching your son.
The same thing.
I'm there watching your son's soccer game.
That's important though.
Yeah. And building relationships.
Right, relationships.
And that's part of what we do is come in and try to support the coaches and athletes as they're figuring out their calling, their gifting, the things that the Lord's placed inside of them. But it's hard to formulate that into a number or a specific, what happens when you go and do ministry. I would say the other part is just learning how to fund the ministry.
How is it funded predominantly?
So it's all funded through support raising,
okay.
Through donors
right.
that so generously and faithfully. And it was more of the concept of how to invite others. Like, we're all called into gifting.
Right.
And there's a spiritual gift of giving.
There is.
And yeah. there are those out there that are almost atrophied in their gift because
right.
they haven't had the place where they feel that they can give and
that's
feel
sure.
that it's accomplishing what the purpose would be or what's in their heart. So learning that each time I sit with somebody, I'm giving an opportunity
yeah.
For them to step potentially into that. And, you know, and then every time we sit with somebody that could be a donor, it might not be about, are they going to give to the ministry? It might be about, the Lord just has an intersection. They needed encouragement.
Yes.
They needed to be connected into where I get to step in and
yeah.
shepherd.
Question people. About that. Great answers. What is the specific mission? Because you've talked about it. What is the specific
yeah.
mission of FCA Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Great. Great. Thank you. The specific mission is to lead every coach and every athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ
okay.
and the church.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Simple and clear.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right? Like Rescuing Revive Ministries, Rescuing the Lost, Reviving the Savior, the Everlasting Gospel of Jesus Christ. It's got to be simple. It's got to be clear. I can remember everything you just said. I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
On a kind of kidding note, so let me ask you this, because you said your wife's a nurse.
Yeah.
Right? So does your nurse ever, or does your nurse, does your, well, she is your nurse, your wife,
right.
who's also a nurse, does she ever kind of say, does she ever kind of joke around with you as if you don't work? Because you get to watch all these athletes play their games and so on and so forth and build and go to coffee shops and things of that. I'm very serious
yeah.
in that, half-heartedly, because what I've discovered is
right.
this relationship
yeah.
involves sitting down with
yeah.
people, having coffee with them,
yeah.
having meals with them. And I mean, I've had this discussion with my wife. She's like, oh, you got another breakfast meeting. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
yeah tonight I have a board meeting for Rescue
right.
Revive. We're going to have a sub-trade. It's like, it's what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about, I mean, on a half-serious note, explain
yeah.
that a little bit.
So no. She hasn't teased me.
Maybe she will if she watches.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
But she also knows I'm walking in at what I would call passion and proficiency.
Right, right.
Like,
I like that.
I'm walking in something that I'm passionate about.
Right.
And good at.
Right.
The in a way, it's the living the dream, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm doing
well, you love what
I'm
you're
called.
Doing.
I'm,
of course.
I'm doing what I'm
yeah.
called to. She has watched me do what I'm doing in FCA in all of my time in ministry.
I understand.
Because it's always been part of, I'm just a relational guy. So I've always found
so
ways.
So is Jesus. So that's good.
How do we go outside
yeah.
of the walls?
Exactly.
Right? There's four of them and we often do everything inside of them. How do I go outside
right.
of them and connect with people where they are?
And let me say that. That's the essence of parachurch ministry. I mean,
yeah.
most, a lot of parachurch ministry, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I knew that, you know, when I started this ministry, it was patient. It was a prayerful process. It's my bullseye, I say, so to speak. I realize
right.
that because I'm a guy who likes to be outside the church walls, inside too, but outside as well, and build those relationships
mm-hmm.
individually and then collectively with the churches.
Yeah.
So let me build off that. I think I know the answer to this. Your support for FCA, for your position, or just FCA at large, more churches, more individuals, which one?
More individuals.
Yeah, I knew the answer.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tendency is more individuals. And it's amazing because I know the amount of churches we have that support us, and I know the amount of individuals roughly that support us. I mean, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty
right.
that do throughout the year. And it's amazing to me because you said something that was a very good point about somebody who may be looking for, and I'm not saying it the way you did verbatim,
right.
but somebody who may be looking for the proper channel or outlet for their
mm-hmm.
giving.
Right.
And for FCA, it might be just the perfect fit, right? It's a very unique ministry. It's very targeted. It's
mm-hmm.
athletic arena. It's coaches.
Right.
It's athletes, so on and so forth. Talk about some of the fruit that's come from that.
Yeah. So, sorry, I got a little sidetracked as your answer. So I'm
no,
going to
go
get to your answer, but I still remember being in a pastor's conference and hearing a pastor talk about the importance of developing that spiritual gift in people in your body.
Yes, that is important.
And so when I transitioned into paraministry, like that was already something that I knew, but it was part of what pushed me to
sure.
go step and do something uncomfortable.
Sure, sure.
And so, just to make sure I'm getting the question right, What has that been like for me to go do, to walk with others as they?
Yeah. What is some of the fruit? What is some of the fruit that you've seen in your time so far?
Absolutely.
With the FCA.
So I have consistently been just had my mind blown with how the Lord wants to show up. It's a constant reminder of I can do all the things I know how to do, but He's really going to be the one that brings the fruit.
Sure.
So, you know, the biggest case of that was just trying to follow up with a donor that had given a significant amount to just get to know them better.
Sure.
We finally set a date, and the date that they could meet was my birthday. Hmm. I'm like, why am I going to go on my birthday? I'm like, I feel like I'm supposed to do this. So we went, we sat down, and I got to hear more of their story in that time. And they just asked, how are things going? Guess what they did? They made another donation. That was an example of it not actually happening the way I think it's going to happen. And instead, just being obedient to show up.
Yes.
And hear what the Lord's saying in that moment.
It's a great testimony. So what I gather, FCA, and I'm somewhat familiar with FCA. I've known people who have been involved in the past, some more directly than others. It's really relationship building ministry. It's like they... more in a slow and steady type evangelism, relationship, gospel sharing, relationship evangelism, as where Rescue and Revive Ministries are crusades, really John the Baptist. We're going out there, we're blow in, blow up, blow out, is what I like to say. So you really got to be, the words that would come to mind would be persistent, consistent, and steadfast.
Correct.
Right?
That's good.
Now with this new transition coming in, I mean, what are some goals, what are some hopes prayerfully you have moving forward now with your involvement in this new title, this new role, I should say.
Yeah. I think that, so the word the Lord gave me, he gave me a word as I was praying into the position of prepare the new wineskin, which if you study the process of preparing a wineskin, it's an uncomfortable process.
Yeah.
But I felt like the Lord was saying, because there's new wine. As I've got closer to, like, as I've said yes to the position, as I've begun the conversations with boards and the different ones to look at what is transition, I felt like the word the Lord gave me is health. Like that's our target.
Okay.
So we're looking to help the staff to be healthy.
Let me interject. How large is your staff?
So I had two staff under me.
Okay.
And I'm getting three more that are put directly under me.
Where's the headquarters?
So the headquarters in Rochester? Is right in Rochester.
Whereabouts, just roughly?
Yeah. Right in the city. So corner of Culver and University.
Not that far from here.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Quick drive over.
Yeah.
And so, and then in the position, there's also working with Buffalo. And
Western New York. That's where you're going to kind of collaborate.
That's where we'll collaborate. That's where we'll, serve the directors out there.
That's great. I think that's wisdom.
Correct.
You know, that's wisdom. Maximize participation, use of ministry resources, so on and so forth. Let me go back. Let me hit a rewind button.
Yeah.
Love it. You're an Elam grad.
I am.
A lot of Elam connections, man.
Yeah.
So do people ever peg you as a hyper Pentecostal or anything like that? Because, you know, here's why I bring this up.
Yeah.
Rescue and Revive is a kingdom ministry. When I say that, we work with the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Across denominational, cultural lines, so on and so to speak. So Pentecostal, Baptist, everything in between,
right? You know,
and love them all, right? Yeah. They all have their strengths, they all have their weaknesses. But what was your experience like with Elam back when you went? Because it's been a little while.
Yeah.
And when people find that out, is there ever any bias or prejudice you see within Christian circles?
That's a great question. I don't think I've experienced any. I think that when I invite somebody to walk in mission with me with FCA.
Yeah.
FCA has done a real good job of saying, our heart is for the coach and the athlete.
Yeah.
And so here's the non-negotiables.
Sure.
And here's the things we're not going to mix hairs over so that we can go do mission of reaching every coach and every athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that in the position I've been in with FCA, that has not been a hurdle. So I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is this. Here's a harsh reality. I use the term. That's a little resource I'll give you after, but it has to do with. Here's a harsh reality of parachurch ministry or harsh reality of ministry in general, especially if you're trying to do it to a certain degree the way we are, okay, working across the universal body of Christ, is that certain people, certain churches, certain denominations have higher walls than others.
Yeah.
So have you come across a scenario where if someone finds out your theological, or we should say doctrinal belief, non-salvation, by the way, non-salvational, is there kind of like, you know, that that's a no for them? There's no way they're going to align with you. Have you come across that situation?
I was just talking about this earlier with a coworker of just how I look at even just the groups that serve our college campuses and area and say, like, how can we work together?
Right.
Versus what, you know, what has been some of what's been experienced in the past of like, well, this is my territory.
Sure.
This is my territory.
Sure.
And I do understand, like, sometimes you have to run. So even we look at the body of Christ, a head's going to do what the head there to do, the arms, the hands. And so I do believe, like, as the capital C church, different ones are going to do parts really well.
Sure.
And so, but how do we connect to be the body of Christ?
Right.
Serving the world.
Yeah, serving the world. And the centrality has to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I've seen so many schisms and divisions within the body of Christ. I know a lot of times I don't even have to enter into a certain place. I already know there's no way they're going to yoke with me.
Right.
They're not going to align with this ministry. Mm-hmm. I figured out first year in. Now we're going on 6 years now.
Yeah.
I realized the first year that there was only going to be certain types of churches that would yoke.
Right.
And it would be those that were king over castle. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is their allegiance to Jesus Christ and his kingdom is more important than their allegiance to their local fellowship. Right. Although the local fellowship is very important. I think you get the point in what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
In the end, it's not going to be Baptist is seated in Section A, Lutheran is seated in Section B, Pentecostal is up in Section...
Yeah.
No, it's going to be, are you a born-again believer? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Did you surrender your life to the lordship of Jesus Christ, right?
So I think one of the things that I really love about FCA is... some of the walls of diversity, whether it's church, whether it's politics, all the stuff, you look at a stadium on a Sunday, nobody cares.
Right, exactly.
They care about their sport.
Right.
They're excited. It's their team. Whatever the different connections. In being in a sports ministry, I believe that often breaks some of the barriers where others might put a wall
up. It's a good vehicle.
Because we all know a connection.
Yeah.
We all can connect to that space and say, oh, yeah, my grandson Johnny needs to hear the word of the Lord. Or, I have an uncle that coaches in wherever. Like, there's everybody can connect to.
Common denominator. Using sports as that common denominator and a good platform for the gospel. That's wonderful. I want to bring this up before I get, because believe it or not, we have less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
It only goes by fast.
Yes, sir.
You and I talked about an idea that I had for Rescue and Revive a while back. It didn't. You know, prayerfully waited. It just wasn't for us to do. But like setting up sports chapels at some of these AU events that you're going to be at every weekend now, coming up with your sons, right? Yeah. I've done the soccer thing. I've done the gymnastics thing. Man, traveling around, and one of the things I despise, quite honestly, and that is the appropriate word, despise, is not keeping Sunday sacred.
Right.
Totally. The sports world does not care, especially in this neck of the woods, about Sundays. And I hate that. Mm-hmm. I really hate it. At the same time, I did sacrifice going with my kids for my kids, although I never liked that part. I always enjoyed watching my children play.
Yeah.
You get the point.
Yeah.
How do we bridge this? We talked about doing some type of sports chapel.
Right.
FCA talked about something like that. So what are your thoughts? Any further thoughts about that since the last time we were together a few days ago?
Yeah. I honestly, as I think about things like that, that's where I say it has to be the body of Christ.
Right.
Like, somebody can be there saying, hey, we'll lay it all out. We'll help make the connections. Yeah. But building that as the body, I think is the key, which may take time to build relationships.
And if somebody spearheaded.
Well, like, hey, a church like Spencerport Bible, right? They might be like, FCA, well, we've heard of them, but why would we go connect with this?
Sure.
But as relationships build, you're like, oh, well, I do stuff with FCA.
Yes.
This is something I would want to connect with. This is something we've also dreamed of. All of a sudden now there's some trust equity. We can go move forward together, trusting each other.
But somebody does have to spearhead it.
Correct.
That's the thing. There's always a vision. A vision just stays on the runway if somebody doesn't actually pilot it. That's what I talk about. You know, and so I think maybe that's something for someone or some ministry to do, because it's such a dire need, especially, like I said, in the Northeast. I don't know how they operate down south, if they have a little bit more reverence or, you know, they keep Sunday sacred. But we certainly don't up here with sports. And like I said, I'm moving past that season of my children raising them, which I'm pleased about, to be honest. Because, again, it's in the moral sense, right? It's just, it's not respectful. It's irreverent, so to speak, right? At the same time, as parents, okay, it's a season of life. So we want to support our children. So I get all that. Moving into the last few minutes.
Yeah.
I told you, man, it goes by fast. I used to have 2-3 people on. Sometimes we still do, but it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
Every single guest that comes on the show, we always ask the same question at the end. And the last question that's asked is, in your own way, in your own words, whatever you think is appropriate, Facebook Live, WYSL, which is Hilarion, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to do with you, Jesse, I'll give you more than most. I'll give you 60 to 90 seconds to share the gospel, both with the viewers on Facebook Live and also the hearers on WYSL when it's going to play on the radio.
Yeah. So I think I would start with this question. The person you know loves you the most. Have they ever let you down? And then I'd like to tell you about somebody who will never leave you, will never forsake you. Everything that they do is from a place of love versus their own agenda. I know my parents love me deeply, but did they do things that hurt me? Absolutely. I get to be in relationship with one that I call Jesus Christ, who's my Lord and Savior. And he never leaves me and he never forsakes me, regardless of what choices I make, regardless of what things I've walked through, walking through the death of my father, other loved ones. He's never left me and he's never forsaken me. You can also have a relationship with Jesus Christ, regardless of what your past has been, regardless of how good life might be or how bad life would be. He desires that relationship with you. And it's really simple to enter into that relationship. It's making a commitment and it's inviting him. It's a conversation. You know, just like we're having here, he wants us in that conversation with him.
Yes, that's good. I talked about Sunday. I talked a Sunday or two ago during the Sunday morning service at Spencer Port about Jesus being your friend, right? First, he has to become your Savior and your Lord. But ultimately, like he told his disciples, I no longer call you servant, I call you friend, because a servant knows not what their master does. And so once you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, like it talks about in 1 Corinthians 15, and you come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, really that what you're speaking of, what I was listening to, is really the love and the friendship, the one that won't let you down, the one that sticks closer than a brother. And that intimacy and that love, that agapeo, the deepest form of love you could ever know, this side of eternity. And that's the truth. So thank you for sharing that. I want to tell you this. I just want to look at the camera here for Facebook Live, but also for those that are going to be listening. I want to say thank you, as always, for those who support Rescue and Revive Ministries, also Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which, again, I've been affiliated with to some degree, known about it for a while. Thank you, because parachurch ministries are the church. And it's the same thing as, it may not be a brick and mortar. I mean, this is our headquarters here. I have an office that I'm able to do administration and spiritual things in, so on and so forth. But we are part of the church, Rescue and Revive Ministries, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. No matter what parachurch ministry is, it's a vital part of the universal body in the Church of Jesus Christ. So I want to say thank you. We have some things coming up. We have our Follow the Cloud events. We're having our first one June 29th at the Spencer Port Fireman Field Gazebo from noon to 3. And then we have our September 1st, Sunday evening, chicken barbecue, Follow the Cloud concert for our 9th upcoming Rescue Number 5 crusade throughout the Northeast. We're going to be going to colleges in Pennsylvania, both the college and the marketplace in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and we're ending at the Capitol. So keep those things in prayer. Thank you for your monetary support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your tangible, those of you who actually physically serve in Rescue Number 5 Ministries. Jesse, last thing, you got literally just 2 minutes. Tell them if they want to give, if they want to support, if they want to get involved. You just got 2 minutes before we have to end.
Yeah. So in FCA, we say, is the Lord stirring you to give up your time, your talent, or your treasure? And, you know, if you have a passion for sport and a passion for the gospel, like, we'd love to just have a conversation. You can reach out to us at jtanner@fca.org.
Say that again a little bit slower.
J Tanner.
Okay.
@fca.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd love to tell you our Rochester website off my head.
Go ahead.
I don't have it off my head. I can
just
look
Google.
At my card.
We can say this. Google FCA Rochester.
If you
they'll find
Google
it.
FCA Rochester, it will come up.
I'll find it. Absolutely. That's awesome. That's awesome. Great cause. I know I've seen you over the years at the different sporting events when my son would play, at least in the same arena. They
yep.
played last year, I think, in the
yep.
sectional 2 years
ago. Our boys
ago.
Played against each other.
Yeah,
in
my
soccer.
Son won. North Star. I'm sorry, that's like
no,
a Peter John thing.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, he beat Finney. He beat Finney, but I don't think he beat East Rochester. I think we beat
that. Was the game, the one game. That was one of the best
games. Basketball.
Yes.
Basketball.
We're getting off track. My bad.
Yeah,
my
basketball, he took us out in the sectionals. He was lights out.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
You know where I went that night? That night we drove overnight. Remember when the revival was going on in Asbury?
Oh, yeah.
We drove.
Did you go?
I went. No, it was right after, but I'll tell you some other time what happened. All I can tell you is there was a real sincerity and an authenticity that happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we drove overnight after that game. I didn't share it with a lot of people. I took one of my other sons with me and about four other guys that are part of Rescue and Revive Ministry. So, listen, thanks again so much for those of you tuning in. Regardless of how you are, whether social media or through the radio airwaves, this is always a great opportunity. Jesse,
thanks for coming in.
God bless. I look forward to building the relationship with you and also with FCA. So thank you for helping us to rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
The Pain Doctors Company are committed to providing quality service with a personal touch and to do our job unto the Lord. Our number one priority is you, the client. Contact us at thepaintdoctors.net or call 585-750-4100. The Pain Doctors, serving God and people for over 20 years.
This is Pastor Dominic Nisi of Rescue and Revive Ministries, and I'm also now the senior pastor of Spenceport Bible Church, located at 1948 North Union Street in the village of Spenceport. I want to personally invite you to come on out and join us at 10:45 a.m. for our Sunday morning service. Spenceport Bible Church is family friendly. All are invited. We hope to see you there. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show today. Please pray for us as we seek to rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. Please visit our website at rescueandrevive.org to find out how you can get involved and support Rescue and Revive Ministries. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
All to Him I freely give. I will love her, love and trust Him.